Monday, March 21st, 2022, 9:01 a.m. There's no public comment. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda, public hearing for proposed rezoning request. 1154 Yoakum Creek Road, Cedar Creek, Missouri, number 0321-2022-01.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the March 21st, 2022 Taney County Commission Public Hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County Zoning Regulations and are held for each zoning change application which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at the public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are being addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. Public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment, and the County Commission will consider the application for a vote. So before you is order number 03-21-2022-01. On March 14, 2022, the Planning Commission approved a request by Mosquito Blue Enterprises, LLC, Scott Fuller, to approve the rezoning request of one parcel, number 22-2.0-03-000-000-019.000, located at 1154 Yoakum Creek Road, Cedar Creek. The existing property is zoned A1 agricultural. The rezoning request is for NR1 single family nightly rental district. Per the Taney County's assessor's information, property is approximately 32.5 acres in size, with a single-family home built in 1954, a barn and two utility structures are on the property. The property will be served by a private well for water and an on-site septic system for wastewater. So looking at our screen, State Highway M to Yoakum Creek Road. Of course, all the blue is Bull Shoals Lake. Zoomed in on the parcel. Here's our zoning layer. And then in 2015, the Planning Commission approved the Gummy Camp USA, which is on this parcel, which is at the intersection of Yoakum Creek and State Highway M. And at that, I would turn it over to the County Commission for any questions you'd have. Or
can you show all the core land around it there?
All the hatched, these hashed marks, the Corps of Engineers. There's one odd little parcel that's down in the corner that shows to be owned by James Dale.
You say there's a parcel over there by that's owned by James Dale?
Right here.
Is there anything on that?
No.
Okay.
It says no.
It's very rough land. That's wooded all next to it there, is it not?
Let me ask, is there anyone here in remonstrance of the petition or against the petition? come forward? I don't see anybody.
I don't see anybody here for the petition.
Yeah.
Did he say that he didn't need to ask?
We always call. We always contact them.
Uh-huh. It's the home was, it's an older home, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they bought it and remodeling it?
They are currently remodeling mm-hmm. it, yes.
I'm sure the plan is to build more than one.
Eventually, he indicated in the planning hearing that he's going to build eventually three or four, but just get the one finished.
Did he say he would, or that if
possibility?
They
he
asked.
Did not say uh-huh. he would. He said it's just with it zoned NR, then he could.
Yeah, that's mm-hmm. what's right.
Correct.
It would take a deep pocket to do anything else there than that one. The well, the septic tank, the sewer, it would be...
Correct.
The one, what did he say the other purposes was for the house, other than occasionally to maybe rent for
that? He lives in Springfield.
He lives in Springfield.
Yeah, to come down, just he and his family.
Mm-hmm. Here, the... Uh-huh. Did he understand that he should? I mean, I know sometimes there's not been one here, and they've said that you and you've just represented, but did he ask anything about that?
Mm-mm. No, there wasn't any mention. Mm-hmm. Don't know if something came up or. Mm-hmm.
I don't see a problem with it at all. Does anyone else see a problem?
I don't.
Mm-hmm. Are those, is Yoakum a county road?
No.
He just said yes, and you just said
no. No, go ahead. Yoakum, down where he's at, is that county road?
Not all the way down.
Uh-uh.
Where does it stop at?
You can go then. You can fish. It joins. We've been down there.
It's a very good place to put in.
Uh-huh.
Your boat.
Yeah.
I know by experience.
Okay.
Down at the end there?
Oh, yeah, that's one of my favorite places to put mm-hmm. in on the lake.
Yoakum Creek.
Yoakum, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it cuts through his property?
Correct, yeah. It right, cuts right through the middle of it. And from there, at the end of his property down his core.
What about that little bit between the...
It must be some kind of easement, or I mean, I have no idea the history of this being planted. I could not find it. There's a little gap between where the public ends and it turns onto the core. Yeah.
Got 30 feet of right of way, and it's 6,758 feet long.
Mm-hmm. The county maintained part?
19.
What's that?
The pavement width, chip and seal is 19.
That's the county's portion?
Yeah.
How many feet?
If you go back up off of Yoakum, there's quite a space in between, but there's a mobile home. There's, Scott, you want to show the homes on?
Hold on, he's measuring that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right there.
Oh, measured all the way.
Devin, how far did you say it was?
6,700.
Oh, 6,000, okay. There's 450, 550, 650.
Oh, so ours, we maintain it all
part
the way down?
Part of it is an agreement with the Corps for lake access.
Well, so they do take it all the way.
It gets pretty rough right on down here. Yeah.
Do we maintain that road all the way down to the port? Or all the way down to the lake?
Yeah, a portion of it, like I said, down on the core property down, it would be an agreement that we go to just to grab a portion.
You're saying that we maintain from on down to the lake? That's pretty
yeah,
rough.
Just a,
I wouldn't have thought we did. That it didn't look like our work.
Well, there's nothing down there.
No, just no dogs.
I'll double check and make sure we still have that agreement. We may have let it expire.
Do we just occasionally grade it, or?
Yeah, usually on them it's like one time a year.
Yeah, okay.
Ms. Wyatt, what did you want to see?
Pardon?
What?
I know where they're at, but I just thought you might show the house on Yoakum where there's...
Their house or the other ones?
The other.
Okay. So when you turn off, there's basically just a field up to McCarthy Road. There's a cabin here, and then it starts, there's a residential home here on the right, and then a second, and then the third. And this is actually a barn. So there's three single-family homes. I think this is a mobile home. Two single-family homes on the right-hand side, north side of Yoakum Creek.
And is there trailers, or are they not rent? There's over on like mobile homes, it looks like that there's campers that, not campers, but like old trailers to where maybe somebody comes there and stays to fish or something.
Right in here somewhere there's a camper.
There's about three.
Yeah, here they are.
Mm-hmm.
Right
and
here.
It just looks like that maybe somebody might come and stay
fishing
and
camp.
Fish and, yeah, like a... Kind of like a nightly.
And they'll sit right here.
Mm-hmm. Is that on that guy's 185 acres though?
Looks like it. James Kinder's and Christopher Lakey.
Assuming the people on that road are notified?
Mm-hmm. Within 600 feet of his parcel, everyone got a notification.
Mm-hmm. So, they probably weren't notified?
Well, not the farthest home that was 1,700 feet away, but the one that was 496 feet away.
What's Yoakum look like through there? Is it narrow or is it wide, Devin?
Which part?
Up here by the residences. Is it wider through there or is it like a just a...
It's about 19 feet all the way through the pavement.
Typical road is what?
Anymore, we try to get them 22 through the shoulder.
Does that have shoulders through there, Devin?
No.
I didn't remember any.
There's the home that was notified. These two were notified. And then it's a fairly large gap till you get to that one by McCarthy.
I talked to one man. He had no objection. Couldn't see any problems.
Well, this is your guys' area, so I'll let you take the lead. I just don't want to have any future cost to the county and road improvements and everything else because of influx of traffic and other issues.